surely I can't be a Christian because of the things that I do.
Welcome to the Strength in Truth podcast. Listen on to a Bible study on the doctrine of justification, given at Bethel Strict Baptist Chapel, South Chard, England, on Sunday, the 17th of March, 2024.
The subject this afternoon is justification. The word justification might seem like quite a complicated word, and we've just read of it several times, but it is a vital and an important doctrine. The just shall live by faith. That was the text that arrested Martin Luther. That was really the turning point from him thinking that all his the things that he was doing in the monastery as a monk, he was scrupulously trying to obey all the things that he was told to do. He was more zealous than any of the other monks, and yet he found that there was no peace. He still felt condemned, and then when he came across this text, the just shall live by faith, he suddenly realized that it was not through the things, all his obedience, that he would deserve salvation, but it was through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And we can so easily get into that rut ourselves. We see the perfect obedience that God requires from us, and we keep thinking that if only we could do better, if only we could try a little bit harder, then just maybe we'd be accepted by God, maybe we'd be more fit for Him. And often we can look at our lives and think, well, how can I be a Christian if I surely I can't be a Christian because of the things that I do? And we maybe look at other people and think, well, if I was as good as that person, then I'd definitely be sure that I was a Christian. And so we can have all these thoughts, and we can all the time be, even if we don't realize it, trying to, or thinking that we, through our own obedience, can deserve salvation. But even the best person on the earth, the most upright person on the earth, even their best obedience is really like how God described the children of Israel: wounds and bruises and putrefying sores. We are, each one of us, even the best things that we do, even the good things that we do, almost always, they're tainted by sin. We might do something good, but then we're proud of it. We think other people will think good of us. And so even those good things can have sin mixed with them. And the Bible tells us in Romans 3, there is none righteous, no, not one. There's none righteous, no, not one. So all the time that we are relying on the things that we do to, as we think, deserve God's favor, to deserve salvation, our obedience can never be something which deserves salvation, because God is holy and just, and He requires absolute perfection from us, and we can never give that perfection. Before God, the judge of all the earth, we're sinners. And whatever good we do, we can't change that. And so, before God, the judge of all, each one of us, however upright we may think our lives are, we are condemned because God cannot allow sin into his presence. And so that each one of us is the sentence is passed on us, and that sentence is eternal death. It doesn't matter who we are. That is what each one of us deserve. But this doesn't mean that there's no hope. But it means that there's no hope in ourselves. And it means that there's no hope in deserving salvation through the things that we do. But Jesus has, he came into the world, and he, in his 33 years, he lived a perfect life. He never sinned once. He never sinned in thought or word or deed. He lived the perfect life that God requires of us. And in going to the cross, he took the punishment of eternal death that we deserve. He took that punishment. And so the only hope for a sinner, the only hope for a sinner to meet the perfect demands of God's holy law, the perfect demands of God, the judge of all the earth, is in Christ. Christ's life is given to that, to each one of his people, as if it was their life, as if they never sinned. When God looks upon the sinner, he sees Christ's perfect life instead of their sin-stained life. And the eternal death that they deserve has been laid upon Christ. And so justification is a sinner being seen as in the sight of God, sinless. God declares them righteous, as if they've never sinned, because he sees the life of Jesus instead of their life. He sees that perfect life. So it's not like somebody who's, if they've committed a whole string of crimes and they go to court, and maybe they get let off, or the punishment, somebody else takes the punishment for them or pays the fine. The fine's been paid, but they've still committed those crimes, and everyone knows it, and they have the guilt of those crimes. But what Christ did is much more. He paid the punishment, he paid the penalty that his people deserved, but he lived for them. And so in God's sight, it's as if that person never sinned, and the sinner is justified. They're declared righteous. God casts all their sins behind his back, they're forgotten. And this is why we can't look anywhere else. We can't look to our own works. We can't look to our own obedience. And the only way that the condemnation that we feel for sin, that we feel for constantly failing to live up to the perfect standard that God requires, is through faith in the life and the death of Christ. And that's exactly what Martin Luther found all the time that he was spending hours and hours doing penance and going in the confession box and spending hours and hours confessing his sins to the priest. He was condemned. He felt no relief. But when the Holy Spirit opened his eyes to see that the just shall live by faith, faith in the life and death and resurrection of Christ, then all his condemnation was removed. And he could see that that was how he was justified, how there was peace made between an unholy, wretched sinner and a perfectly holy and just God. And this is the only way that a sinner is righteous. It is through the spotless Lamb of God. All our sacrifices and all the things that we do are spotted by sin, are stained by sin. In the Old Testament, the lamb sacrifice had to be a spotless lamb, a lamb without blemish. And Christ is that one. He is that lamb, that spotless lamb. And our best sacrifices are spotted and stained. But in Christ is that God-satisfying sacrifice. So justification is that where a sinner is declared righteous in the sight of God, as if they never sinned.
Thanks for joining us today. Look out for the next episode soon. And remember to subscribe, like, or follow the podcast to get notified each time a new episode is uploaded. And if you're enjoying the podcast, then consider sharing it with your family and friends. That's all for this episode. So until next time, goodbye.